KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The CDC is changing its guidance on the COVID vaccines, backing away from its vaccine recommendation and instead telling Americans it's up to them whether or not they get a COVID shot. Airports across Europe are seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack last night.
Brussels airport saying this attack hit the provider whose systems control check-in and boarding. That's left those systems basically inoperable. Airports and passengers resorting to manual options as backup. Now, the U.S.-based parent company of that provider, RTX Corporation, saying in a statement to ABC News that they are, quote, aware of a cyber-related disruption, adding that they are actively working to resolve this issue.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, airports in the United Kingdom and Germany were also affected. Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight, Ukraine responding with attacks on two Russian oil refineries. This is ABC News. A U.S. attorney handpicked by President Trump is out of a job after declining to prosecute one of the president's political opponents. U.S. Attorney Eric Siebert resigned yesterday following a lengthy investigation of New York Attorney General Letitia James and alleged mortgage fraud, which netted no charges.
Trump claims he ousted Siebert because he was supported by Virginia's two Democratic senators. But sources tell ABC News Trump has told top administration officials he wants to install someone who will prosecute James. ABC's Jonathan Carl pressing the president.
So you want him fired? You want him out?
Yeah, I want him out, yeah.
James has denied any wrongdoing, and in a statement to ABC News, her lawyers saying Siebert's ouster is a, quote, brazen attack on the rule of law.
ABC's Catherine Falder. Some major tech companies, including Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft, reportedly asking their employees working abroad to return to the U.S. It comes after President Trump signed an executive order increasing the cost of H-1B visas. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Parents in Wisconsin are more stressed than ever, and one in four say they don't get the social and emotional support they need. That's according to a UW-Milwaukee report. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Professor Liz Sharda with Hope College says parenting stress represents a mismatch between demands and available resources exacerbated by self-reliant nuclear family models.
So this expectation that we have to do it all, that we have to be everything for our children and for our family system. And those expectations are kind of operating in a context of a real decrease in social connection and increase in loneliness.
Sharda says moving back to a society that embraces collective care could help to ease the burden on parents. That includes building support networks before they're urgently needed and shifting expectations about parenting to ensure both caregivers and children are getting the support they need. Collective care is grounded in interdependence and belonging and involves seeing others' well-being as a shared responsibility rather than an individual burden. This can range from formal arrangements such as co-housing communities, to informal neighbor relationships. Sharda says families with stronger connections to others demonstrate greater resilience in handling both daily stress and crises. She emphasizes the value of having multiple people committed to a child's well-being, offering diverse strengths beyond what individual parents can provide. Sharda stresses that this parenting epidemic needs macro-level solutions.
We also need systemic and structural changes too. We need support for policies that make connection possible. So it's not just an individual problem or a family level problem, but a societal problem too.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high near 66. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 55, some scattered storms. Chance of showers and storms again for Sunday with a high near 69. Monday, partly sunny, 71. Tuesday's high around 69. Currently, 66 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco!
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, standing by in the side saddle, the hostess with the mostest, the shotgun rider, the shotgun shooter, the swimmer, the biker, the hiker, the sideways banana battalion leader, Danielle Fairman. And of course, our culinary creator, the lady who can take anything from the grass, from the yard, or from the field, throw her on a table, and it's delicious. Ellie Lawton, our acclaimed chef, is here with us. Ellie, great to have you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. We're going to do the rest of the show in French today, I think. Should we do that?
You should definitely do that.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous, Daniel?
Yeah.
Sure. Jacob's Jacob joins us. He is in the he's back in the little fishbowl, running the show for us. Appreciate it. And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original is running the board here. And we have a guest today that I'm pretty jacked about.
Me too.
Actually, Jack is a nickname for his actual name. Have you ever been called Jack?
No, I haven't been.
Johnny Bauman.
Johnny, I didn't know that was a name.
Johnny, do you have a girlfriend, a wife,
yes,
a fiance?
Yes, sir. I have an amazing girlfriend.
You have an amazing girlfriend. Could you?
You know how I creep on people's profiles that come onto our show?
Yeah, yes, Danielle, you Danielle do creep on people. Daughter. There's no
you
doubt
said
about
the cutest
it.
It was just his birthday.
He said the cutest thing.
He
okay.
did.
To his girlfriend?
No, well, kind of, yeah, but it was on Facebook. Her name's Adele.
Yeah.
See, look, I'm a total creep. But he called her my favorite forever girl. I'm like,
Johnny.
Why can't I be your forever girl?
I think you are Josh's forever girl.
I know, but
you?
He said it. That was really
sweet. That's effing precious.
That's all legit.
That's effing.
It was so cute.
That's precious. I'm telling you.
Shout out to Adele.
Shout out to, hey, Adele. Johnny thinks you're forever. Would you say, Johnny, that you tagged and bagged this girl?
No,
that is a play on Johnny Bauman's business.
I think you got her tagged and bagged.
Yeah,
it's pretty dang close.
That's a very accurate representation, and you will learn why. Danielle, get your mind out of the gutter, okay?
Danielle, get your mind out of the mud.
No, that was just thinking possess, like he just possessed her, like he is hers. She is his, I mean.
She is.
Well, isn't that kind of how relationships go? You are each other's.
He doesn't own me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Ruth Westheimer. We are talking relationships today. Yeah.
The poetry from Facebook was a little better than the bag and tagged her.
Okay, but
See, Jacob.
It started off with, she's my muse, the most wonderful thing. And then I begged and tagged her.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I'm going to explain why romance. Johnny Bauman's
I like where this is
that.
Going. Let's Johnny's, do relationships
I
want to
do a relationship show. I think that'd be
Wisconsin
fantastic.
Wisconsin relationships.
Yep. That would be awesome.
Relationships.
Oh.
Johnny
do that one.
Bauman owns a company called Tagged and Bagged. See, I was making,
tagged
I was
and bagged.
Relating that to each other. And the company, which I think is just a fantastic idea. I
yes,
love
I do yes.
entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I love when someone
love
comes
Johnny's
up
product.
With an idea that becomes a product. And we all have this product. And if you look around, the Fishbowl, the studio here in Concord, Wisconsin, yes. WFSH, you will see plenty of waterfowl on hanging from the walls.
It's fair to say you tagged and bagged a lot in here.
Yeah,
I certainly did.
You need more wall space, man.
And tagged yeah. and bagged.
He's got a bunch out there.
I do have some wall space out there. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to hang taxidermy out there, so I don't know what's going to ever be. It's all jam packed in here. But tagged and bagged, for lack of a better definition, is a way to preserve what you harvest in the field for taxidermy.
Amen. Yep. You're
and
spot
I think
on.
It's fantastic. How? All right, I'm getting too excited.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Whoa. We have to do our weekly Wiscos.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do Danielle.
First, so then we can jump into this.
Danielle,
I have
that is
too.
Why you're here. You're reining me in. You're pulling
for
me
one.
Off the wall. I'm going to calm myself down.
One time,
and
a
I'm going to let you guys run it for a minute. Talk to me about your weekly Wisco.
So weekly Wisco. So weekly Wisco is anything that we have done in Wisconsin that we love to share with the world.
Awesome.
Yes.
And I say world because Raised in Wisco, you can hear us worldwide.
Yeah, anywhere.
Isn't that
love
cool?
It is. It really
in
is.
Fact, a member of the Xhosa tribe. That's like a click language in Africa. They listen to our show.
They do not.
I'm not making it up.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I hunted in South Africa, and I have to say this right. The language is Xhosa. That's how they say it, Xhosa.
Oh,
isn't that tricky to say Xhosa?
I feel like you did a very good job.
And they work with Johnny Fetting Safaris. They're the trackers for Johnny, and Johnny listens to our show in South Africa with members of the Xhosa tribe.
That's
Well, shout out That's to awesome. Them. Click, click.
Shout out.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you did just fine. Shout out to them.
I'm going to need to look that up on the app.
So, yes. So, go ahead, Danielle. My apologies. I just wanted to say, I thought that was exciting.
That's really cool.
That's
yes.
legendary, yeah.
Yeah.
So, for my weekly Wisco, I did something that was in the outdoors, but I call it the Redneck Destruction Derby.
What?
Redneck Destruction Derby. It is as exciting as it sounds. So it is Slinger Slam Fest at the Slinger Speedway.
Sure.
And it was right after.
The Slinger Super Speedway?
The Slinger Super Speedway. Super. And
that's super.
So super.
You guys are super.
Thank you.
And it was figure eight with trucks with trailers, school buses, things starting on fire. There was a new relay race where you got to go around the track once, and then once you get to your partner, you have to go around backwards. Then the other person goes forward. Then
against
they go,
traffic.
Against
going
traffic. It is
100 miles an hour.
It is the most hilarious thing. Everybody in the stands are just laughing and crying. It's such a great time. They
sounds like rush hour on 94.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be honest. I would be sitting there nervous the whole time that someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Getting hurt or crashing?
Slam fest.
Yeah, you're just watching
slam
people
into
get
each other.
Do they have?
It's old time. Not old timey. It is run down vehicles and trailers.
Kind of like demolition derby.
Yes,
demo
exactly.
derby.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep. Extreme demo derby. Is how it
I would
is.
Say
with,
that sounds
with beer with cheap beer.
Johnny, I think, is my flow longer than yours?
Yeah, you guys have the same hair. Johnny's is longer.
Boy.
Oh. Get the tape measure out. Let's go.
Johnny's
yours
got
is
more
longer.
Flow. Johnny, back in the day, we call them mullets. They don't call them mullets
I
want to
see both of your hairstyles
not,
with your hats off.
Yours is not a mullet?
It's not a mullet.
Because I want to see how Johnny has the top
long
of his.
Hair.
Is yours like short on top?
Is yours short on
mullet?
No, mine kind of
is yours business in the
see.
Front? You have the same hair.
No, his is shorter. His is shorter on the top.
That is a cheap
mullet.
His is more business in the front, party in the rear.
Exactly.
A Kentucky waterfall, a Tennessee top hat. a soccer
So
rocker.
Yours is more what? Then?
Mine's just a ridiculous midlife crisis.
I don't think it looks ridiculous.
That's all it really is. Okay, let's be honest. Midlife
awesome.
Crisis.
So, do you guys actually believe in midlife crisis
no,
yes.
I
situations?
I don't actually.
I do not.
Because if there's such a thing as a midlife crisis, this is number 6 or 7 for me.
Yeah.
I don't buy sports cars. I do crazy adventures, but I've been doing that since I was 20.
I believe 20, in phases. So.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm interested. What
well,
are the phases?
This should go towards our like relationship show.
We're going to do
because we can talk about phases
because we are going into hunting season. So the brand new relationships are about to enter their first hunting season.
We're going through a phase right now. We're ending summer and we're going into fall.
Yes, life is phases.
We're
going to really.
Waterfowl right into fall.
Waterfowl. It's waterfowl fowl season. Man. Okay, I want to point this out.
We need to finish our weekly Wiscos.
Today, when you're listening to this show, we are exactly 1 week and 1 day from the opening of waterfowl season.
Woohoo!
Look, you guys, that makes the hair on my arm stand up. That's so exciting.
Does it make the hair on your mullet stand up?
No, my follicles aren't that strong. But they're pretty curly, I will tell you that. Well, I think that sounds like a great weekly Wisco, Danielle.
Yes.
I don't know that I really have the stomach for Demolition Derby style stuff. I'd just be worried. But they've got fire trucks and ambulances
Oh,
there.
Everywhere. And my goal for next year is to be the forklift operator.
Oh,
going out there
goodness.
And picking up all the cars that can't move.
Wait, with the shovel truck? Or what did you call it last time?
What was it? The
shovel truck.
Shovel truck.
Was it the shovel truck?
Bucket truck.
Was it a bucket truck?
I called it a bucket truck.
Yep.
A digger.
That's the excavator. That's,
yeah.
Excavator.
Yes.
It's easy for you to say. Bless you.
Johnny, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Well, I wasn't in Wisco last week.
You weren't? Where were you?
I was in Tennessee.
Well,
what
give
were you
us
doing
a Tennessee.
That's why you have a Tennessee right. top hat.
Tennessee. Yeah, we were down in Tennessee, and we were
Take
ripping some trails on
place.
The side-by-sides that we
Ooh,
rented.
Oh, that's fun.
Saw through the mountains, ripping up, and we saw
so
four black bears, which is really
wow.
cool.
That's cool.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Ran into a lot of them. Nothing crazy big, but it was really cool just
that's
to be out
wonderful.
God's creation.
Yes,
so.
Wow.
Black bear hunting is one of my favorite kind of hunting. I'll tell you, they come in with those soft pads. You don't hear them, and all of a sudden, a beast that could maul you to death in 30 seconds flat is standing in front of you. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
sounds thrilling.
That's my form of excitement.
Yeah.
What do you
like
got? What do you got, Chef Lawton?
Well, I think ours is the same.
Ours is the same,
Aww.
And we've got to give some credit to Megan.
Megan Salazar.
Salad Bar Salazar, our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan, our Megan Facebook czar, Salad Bar Salazar.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a fantastic time this last week.
What did you do?
We were with the A-Team at
yes.
Opportunities Incorporated, which is a disability work center. And we served wild game, everything from goose and duck to wild boar and ram.
And ram?
And
yeah.
ram.
Oh, yeah.
Wild ram.
Yeah, they got to taste
awesome.
It all.
And we made Chef Lawton. I made the meat, and then Chef Lawton made... wild game birria tacos.
Oh. Yes.
Oh,
those are
it was a beautiful day.
God.
Everybody had great
oh,
a great
so
lunch.
Good.
Her birria yeah. tacos are the best.
Just
so
beautiful.
Fun.
We got, you know what I love the most about it? We got more hugs. I got more hugs today than I get in an entire
Aww.
Year. And I just love it. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to shout out to Barb LaDuke and the folks at Opportunities Incorporated, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and the A-Team. You ever think that you have a rough day or a tough life? These folks have physical and intellectual disabilities, and they are the happiest people you will ever meet. They will turn your day around, and they will make you realize you ain't got jack to complain about. So that was
it's
a pretty
It's been a while
fantastic...
since I felt that loved.
Yeah.
That is so
Aww.
Cool.
Aww.
Aww.
Aww. Do you need a
Chef
hug?
Lawton.
No, please, no, I don't.
Chef Lawton, why do you think I'm so excited to get such love from the food I eat?
Well, I didn't know I was going to make it to the Blackstone because everyone was hugging me. It was so wonderful. We
Aww.
Had good conversation and funny stories and a really nice time.
Yeah, that was a pretty
was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
so
fantastic.
Cool.
So shout
day.
Out to Megan for putting that together. It was a wonderful day.
Yeah. Megan Salazar, thank you so much for coming up with the idea. It was really fantastic. And now I think Megan's got us roped into something else with them in February. So.
Yes. We have a wild romance dinner.
A wild Ooh. Romance for Valentine's Day. They
yes.
want to do a wild game dinner for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So Chef Lawton, you are roped into that, it sounds like, with Megan as well.
Have Blackstone will travel.
You know what? I'll be honest. That was actually pretty awesome how easily it was transported there and how great it worked.
Yeah, we had a good system down.
It was fantastic. I'm really excited to talk waterfowl and talk about what to do with your trophy. Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged, the owner, CEO, chief cook, and bottle washer is here. You're going to learn a lot, plus a recipe of the week. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything about the great outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin. You can catch us on all Civic Media stations throughout the state, 21 of them. And this week, we've got an extraordinary guest, an exclusive with the author of Monster, The True Story of the Jeffrey Dahmer Murders, Annie Schwartz. Annie Schwartz is not only an award-winning journalist, but worked for the Milwaukee Police Department, worked for the Wisconsin Legislature, worked for the Attorney General's office. Her accolades go on, and so does her resume.
You
get a little bit of an inside sneak peek of Annie Schwartz's life because we have been friends since we worked together back in the Channel 12 days. She wrote the monster book, Monster.
Yes.
It's a monster. And I was telling folks, I had the honor and privilege to attend the Jeffrey Dahmer trial with Annie Schwartz. I was 21 years old, and Annie Schwartz was a Were you a Cub reporter at that time? What was it?
Oh, no, I was whatever it's called after you grow out of being the Cub, when you lose the cute stage. Cub was when I was still at the Milwaukee Journal writing the book. After the book, it was television, and then I was a full-grown whatever it is when you eat your young.
You were still
I like that.
You broke the biggest story to, I honestly, ever come out of the state of Wisconsin. Mm. I mean, we have Ed Gein, we've got the Packers, we've got the Brewers, but I don't think there is any story that has had the impact on the citizens of the state of Wisconsin like Jeffrey Dahmer has. And I want to know, if you don't mind sharing, how old were you at the time?
Oh, good gravy. Let's see. I think I was, when the story broke, I was 30.
Yeah, imagine that.
Now I'm 130. But it was a crazy thing because I didn't go looking for it. I was the young reporter. I was a Cub reporter. I was a young reporter who was working like the crappiest shift in the newsroom. I was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend Cops reporter, 4 p.m. to midnight. Ooh. Which meant you had no life, not a problem, so I really wasn't doing that anyway. But I loved it. And I think that it's why, you know, you started the show out today by talking about how I've developed this interest in hunting lately. That's why you become a journalist, is because you're curious about everything.
Yes.
And when I first heard about the Dahmer story, I just wanted to know more. It wasn't, you know, any kind of a purient, you know, interest. It was like, well, that's crazy. How does that happen? How do you grow up like that? Mm-hmm. What is that about?
And you actually had it there at your fingertips to go and investigate it.
Well, I did.
Because right now, I'm 37 next month. I have no idea. If I had that kind of interest, I have no idea where I would go. Well, who is our Jeffrey Dahmer right now?
I was going to get to that.
There's the Gilgo Beach serial killer. So there's the Gilgo Beach serial killer, the guy out in New York who was killing the prostitutes, calling them, having them come to his home and then killing them while his wife and daughter were out of the house. I mean, there is always a story like that. And what you always find out is there's that story of the hidden life. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, at its most tame, it is, you know, Annie Schwartz, law firm litigation communications expert by day, you know, huntress. Weekend huntress.
I love that.
By weekend.
Very soon.
But I want to know, at that time, mm-hmm. how on earth you ended up getting access and getting the information you did to really be the only show in town about Jeffrey Dahmer. I remember at that time, everybody tuning in to see what Annie Schwartz had on the Jeffrey Dahmer story, which as it broke was a massive scale, the size of Pompeii, hurricane, volcano, every time you went on the air with new information. How were you able to get that information and bring it to folks when everybody else kind of was standing on the fringes of that story?
It starts by being curious. I loved the police beat. I still think it's the best beat in the newsroom. I loved it. I loved cop shows when I was very, very young, and I was fascinated by it. And what I did is I would ask the cops when I was covering the beat, I would say, hey, can I come on a ride along with you? Mm-hmm. Can I go to the, you know, I would go to the visit where the SWAT team got together and say, show me the weapons, show me what you're doing, teach me what things are for.
And that's like a normal thing you were allowed to go on there. What did that all intake?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a reporter back then, yes, that would never happen now. And then that only increased when I went to work there, when I went to work at the police department. Because there was always this curiosity. And
you
the cops
the
knew that. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Ellie. I asked all the questions, and the cops loved that because what they saw wasn't just some reporter trying to get
a
story.
Right.
They saw somebody who had curiosity.
You develop
General
relationships,
interest.
And that is what it takes to be successful.
They don't do that anymore.
Annie, you had the relationships that were founded in trust that allowed you to get at the information people wanted, and the police were okay with you sharing it, which was the most fascinating part, which leads me to ask you, what was the most surprising things that you saw or learned early on?
Oh, the entire case surprised me because I'm, you know, Annie Schwartz, who went to, you know, St. Mary's Elm Grove and then Divine Savior Holy Angels High School. So, you know, where they still continue to invite me to Career Day and then say, what are you going to talk about? I mean, what do you think I'm going to talk about? I'm sorry it was not Harry Potter. Oh, it was Jeffrey Dahmer. So
sorry, not sorry.
But, you know, one of the things that I thought was so curious was the fact that no matter what place in life people came from, no matter what their social status was, they would always say when you brought up Dahmer, they would say, oh, that's disgusting. That's awful. Tell me more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that was always
Do
it,
you
no matter
pictures?
Who they were. That's one of the things, Joel, that surprised me.
Yeah.
There are so many others.
I cannot wait to keep asking you about them because learning about the mind of a serial killer, which you are now probably know more than you ever cared to. Annie Schwartz, author of the book Monster, the true story of the Jeffrey Dahmer murders. I'm Joel Clayfish. Ellie Lawton is here. She's going to be our chef. Danielle Fairman's in the shotgun seat. We love having you on Raised in Wisco.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The CDC is changing its guidance on the COVID vaccines, backing away from its vaccine recommendation and instead telling Americans it's up to them whether or not they get a COVID shot. Airports across Europe are seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack last night.
Brussels airport saying this attack hit the provider whose systems control check-in and boarding. That's left those systems basically inoperable, airports and passengers resorting to manual options as backup. Now, the U.S.-based parent company of that provider, RTX Corporation, saying in a statement to ABC News that they are, quote, aware of a cyber-related disruption, adding that they are actively working to resolve this issue.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, airports in the United Kingdom and Germany were also affected. Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight, Ukraine responding with attacks on two Russian oil refineries. This is ABC News.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched after walking three batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter. But it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect. So we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged a Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high near 66. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 55, some scattered storms. Chance of showers and storms again for Sunday with a high near 69. Monday, partly sunny, 71. Tuesday's high around 69.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, what's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now.
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, if you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-hostess with the mostest. And, of course, our chefferie, our official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie Lawton. And today, because of Ellie Lawton and, oddly, my stepfather-in-law put that together. That's a mouthful right there. But because of those folks and others and a bunch of people, our Weekly Wisco is actually a segment this week, and I'm excited about that because we're talking about raising awareness and raising funds for cancer. And Chris, Jacob, it's got to be tough, yet thrilling and exciting and humbling for you to see something that was such a tragic event turn into such a positive event. Your wife, Lindsay, struggled with cancer and ultimately gave up her fight, but her soul lives on, doesn't it, in this golf outing. Tell me what gave you the motive to put this together and what inspires you every year when you do this outing?
Sure. So initially when we started, my wife was diagnosed in 2019 with appendix cancer, which is a very rare cancer that majority of people don't even know exists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I still get, every time I talk about it, that's a cancer. I get questions on it, you know. So originally it was started for just to raise awareness. And then I thought, you know, I mean, I thought we'd get a few friends together, a couple coworkers, Ellie, and have some fun. And I thought it'd be 50 people, right? And we'd have a great time.
Come on, Chris. You thought we were just going to sit around and drink beer.
Well, there's truth to that. I mean, that's you know, in 2019, that's what, yeah. The first year, I mean, my numbers are going to be a little off now because I really don't remember. But in the first year, I think we had 120 golfers. And here today, this is our fifth annual. We are at 288 golfers. And Mike, who runs the course, is very mad at me because my limit was 250. So you can.
There's nothing like extra numbers when you're at a fundraiser.
You know, I mean, we want to raise money, but we also got to move stuff through for them and stuff. So their staff does a great job. But you know, the foundation itself was started simply to raise awareness for appendix cancer. And in 2019, when we started it, we had a positive outlook of where Lindsay's life and the disease would go. Unfortunately, that took a turn in 2023 or 2022, I guess. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor. But she's here in spirit, and I mean, this year is tough because it's the first year she's not here. But last year when she was here, it was also very tough because she wasn't Lindsay, right? She was struggling and hurting and fighting really hard. And you know, I think Joel said, you know, she gave up her fight. I don't like to say that. I think she laid down and let somebody else fight, and that's kind of where I like. Hey, we gotta raise awareness for this disease, and we gotta do stuff that to help other people.
How does it make you feel when you come here and you see the unbelievable numbers, the sheer numbers, and the outpouring of people who cared so much about this that they're gonna show up, rain or shine, hot or cold, every year? Because they loved her and they love you and they want to see progress made on one of these rare cancers.
I can't explain that feeling. I mean, the outpouring of support that we've had since day one. I contributed a lot to Lindsay. She was the sweetest, most loving person that there is. I mean, she didn't have a hate in her body. And I don't think anyone hated her. Me, on the other hand, whatever. I'm a catalyst. But it just embodies her spirit. I mean, it was all of this. I mean, everybody wants to be here because she's here, you know. And I struggled today a little bit with, like, I didn't want today to be like another funeral. Right? Because that's not what I want. I want this to be always to be a celebration, A, of her, but also of the disease, the cancer itself, and an awareness that we can continue to raise funds. I mean, there was just an article that came out in Fox News and a couple others publications that it's on the rise with people born in 1985 and above. I think it was like 27.5%. It raised in that category. It's crazy. So this is happening more and more and more. And we have to figure out a better treatment for it and a better, I don't believe that we'll ever cure it, but if we can treat it and successfully help people live with it, that's a win.
There's no doubt about it. What is so interesting to me is I do not believe in coincidences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got Chef Lawton is a weekly feature on our show. She does a cooking segment, which is one of the highly rated portions of our show. How on earth, Chef Lawton works for one of the largest food distributors in the country. Mm-hmm. You work for one of the largest food distributors in the country. She's on the radio. You're putting this together. We're raising awareness about a rare cancer today and a foundation that's able to help in that area. And I walked up today and all I could smell was the food. So you guys, how did you guys end up teaming up on this and performance at, you know, one of the largest food distributors in the country end up being such a large part of this?
So Chris and I have known each other 10 or 12 years, maybe.
She actually trained me when I first came over to be in food sales. I trained with Ellie.
Yeah, and normally he tells the story about how
his
first day when I trained him at our last company we worked at together, he got in my car as a new sales rep, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to train you. Get in my car. Sorry if it smells like horse crap and hay, but that's just the way it goes.
And it very much did for the entire day.
And over the years, Chris and I became close friends, and I had the honor and privilege to know Lindsay. And watching this event grow to what it has is just so incredible. And like Chris said, Lindsay is definitely here in spirit today. The sun is shining. And if you ever had the chance to know Lindsay, whether you talked to her for 2 minutes or knew her for 20 years, she was pure sunshine every single day. Even on days where, you know, she wasn't feeling the greatest, when she was fighting her ass off, she was just sunshine for everybody.
I think one of the things to take away from this is that in the state of Wisconsin, and this is one of the great things about being part of Raised in Wisco and doing a show that has to do with the people of this state. There's no better place in the world for people to turn out for each other. Mm-hmm. Events like this are happening all the time. I say on our show, learn something new, be open to understanding something new. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a father-in-law die at age 52 of pancreatic cancer, a very understudied cancer, very misunderstood cancer. Appendix cancer, very misunderstood cancer.
Same
you say, what can you do out there if you're listening to this show? Take an interest in something. You don't have to do it all, but I'm telling you, get off the 3-inch by 7-inch. Stop scrolling for a few hours a day and dedicate that time to other people. Dedicate it to making yourself a better person, experiencing the outdoors of Wisconsin. Get on a Wisconsin golf course. This is beautiful here, Ironwood in Sussex. Mm-hmm. The event is packed. Do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Learn about something that can help somebody. The most important thing about today, I think, Chris, is that Lindsay is alive here today. Mm-hmm. And it is her spirit that is inspiring the hundreds of people who showed up today. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're beyond max capacity here. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for taking some time to talk to Raisin Wisco. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, how can people contribute to the foundation if they would like to do that? If they hear this and they're moved by that, how can they do that?
Sure. So we have a website, Living for Lindsay Foundation, the number 4, .org. We're also on Facebook at Living for Lindsay. And I mean, reach out to me. You know, one of the things that has become part of our organization is I've always wanted to raise awareness for appendix cancer and do things for appendix cancer. And my initial goal was to give towards people that have appendix cancer. There's not a ton of them, thank God. It's growing tremendously. But what we've also kind of shaked to is donating some money to young families battling cancer like mine. I mean, I have an 8-year-old son who's out here today running around, and he lost his mom. And there's a ton of families out there fighting, you know, with dads and moms that are fighting their butts off. If we can help some of that, we're always going to be appendix cancer research and funding. But if we can help other families in the state of Wisconsin, please reach out. We have funds. We have people that are, I mean, the amount of people that are out here right now are amazing. And I mean, I think the goal this year is 50,000. I can tell you that we're already there.
That's
we're going to be good. And we haven't even had the most important part of the night yet. So
yeah,
that's fantastic. So reach out to the foundation. I don't think I could have spent a better segment of Raised in Wisco than talking about this awareness for appendix cancer, for those rare cancers, pancreatic cancer. There's so many cancers, and really we're on the forefront right now of revolutionary change in the medical industry in those areas. But through the magic of radio, we're going to toss it back to me, Danielle, and Ellie in the studio. It's magic, I'm telling you. But what a great day. Thanks so much, Chris Jacob.
I do want to say thank you.
I want to say thank you
to the staff at Ironwood and Mike and Caitlin. They make me look really good at this event. If any of you guys or gals are looking to host an event, the staff here at Ironwood is top-notch. They are the best of the best.
Yeah, and if they can make you look good, Ellie says that's not easy.
Amen. It's not easy.
And we're also going to throw a link up on the Raisin Wisco Facebook page for Living for Lindsay Foundation.
All right, fantastic. Danielle, Joel, and Ellie Lawton, we're going to go back to you in the studio. And we've got an awesome recipe coming up in the next segment. This is Raisin Wisco at Ironwood in Sussex with Chris Jacob for the Living for Lindsay Foundation. A huge thank you to Chris Jacob for sitting down with us and raising awareness for cancer in general and some of the rare cancers. There's not anybody who listens to the show who has not been touched by cancer. There is not any other state in this country that comes out for its folks the way that Wisconsin does. I think one of the things we talked about together there that was most impressionable to me was the fact that in this life, we do not know how long we have. And I can't impress upon folks enough, set the phone down. Life happens in 3 dimensions. Mm-hmm. It does not happen on those phones. And living for the number 4, lindsay.org
is the foundation if you want to contribute to that. And if you have something else that is special to you, get off the couch, put the phone down, get out into the great outdoors of Wisconsin, experience the outdoors, and make an event like this part of your life in some way, because it is not, as you saw Chef Lawton there that day, it's not hard to help.
No, not at all.
You can have a time of your life golfing with your buddies,
yep,
and you're helping.
And I just went to the livingforlindsay.org. I went to her page, or their page, sorry. They have raised, in the past 5 years, over $150,000.
That's fantastic. And I hope it's five times that much very soon.
I hope so.
We got a fantastic recipe coming up. I'm very excited about something I've never heard of until Chef Lawton started to talk about it. I've never heard of this before. I'm just telling you.
Never.
But I want to eat it. That I know. On Raised in Wisco.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swing and a bouncer hit the third. Double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one. The first to double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The buzz of the North.
Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The buzz of the North.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round now through October 31st.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
I'm a cowboy, baby. This
is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is next to me, woo-hoo! The world-famous culinarian chef. Yes. Ellie Lawton joins us, and Chris Casper's on the show with us tonight.
Do you guys know that Jacob just played the theme song for my casserole?
Oh, you know what? Aww. I bet it wasn't. I'm going to bet you it was not even by coincidence, because that's the kind of guy Jacob is.
Yeah, right?
Jacob, you think around the corner sometimes, and
you're
I like
best,
it.
You're the best, Jacob.
I do like that. That's
and
for sure.
I think the most important thing is that even if you don't, you should let people think that you did. Who knows?
Fake it till you make it, brother. Fake it till you make it. We're doing casseroles for the cooking segment today. I'm going to keep mine wild game, but I'm going to start with Chef Ellie Lawton because that's why she gets paid the big bucks to be on the show as the official chef.
I get paid in Taco John's.
In Wisco. You get paid in Taco John's you bought tonight.
Oh, my God. What is happening? I bought. You're drinking out of my Yeti. What is happening here?
Hey, it's a family affair. It's family style. That's what they call that.
Casserole. Well, it's not really casserole season here in Wisconsin, but honestly.
Is it not, though?
You can have casserole all year casserole round, right? Season? So casserole, you guys might go back and forth. I know some people that are like, you know what? Lasagna is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
XYZ is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
Casserole is the dish you bake it in and you serve it out of. Okay.
Can we say that again for the people in the back, aka Josh Belsky?
Josh, don't make me come over and give you a lecture on casseroles.
Yes, he does not say it's a he does not call it a casserole dish.
Oh,
just the glass dish. I'm like, what?
It's a casserole dish.
All right, well, we'll handle that later on with Josh. So my casserole, I've talked about it before. It's cowboy casserole. Everyone always asks me for the recipe. It is so easy. 2 pounds of whatever ground meat you want. I use venison beef. It turns out great. Brown that. Add some onions, some peppers that are sauteed, a little bit of salsa. You're measuring with your heart. about a cup of barbecue sauce. Whatever veggies you have, throw it in there. Saute it up. And the topping is going to be just a cornbread mixture. You can get the pre-mixed stuff, or you can make your own from scratch. Throw some jalapenos on top. Bake that for 375 for about 45 minutes till the cornbread is done. And you have an awesome casserole. And then serve it with salsa and sour cream and avocado and some right wing sauce and all the toppings.
That sounds fantastic.
That's mine.
See, that sounds like a good rain day.
Hey, everybody have a great week. See you my mouth is watering for sure. Danielle, tell us about your casserole.
Well, I'm a Popeye fanatic with your Joel Clayfish. Your pot pie is so good. But
yes,
the casserole,
it's
a lot easier. You can either make it with noodles or get the graham biscuits. Just bake your biscuits first, and I love making everything on the Traeger. So,
ooh yeah,
just bake your.
What's your meat of choice in your casserole?
Well, that's my girl right there, the Traeger.
I love using steak.
Yep, because
I just love steak. Yeah. I love steak.
You are a steak
red
girl.
Meat. Steak. I'm all about it. But you can use chicken. You can use turkey. You can use whatever protein that you like. Just put it in there. It's
put
going
it
to.
What
Traeger.
Else are you putting in the filling?
I go nice and easy. I like frozen vegetables, and I do cans of cream of chicken or cream of mushroom.
Okay.
And then I put
that's
it all
a
together.
Classic Wisconsin casserole,
yes,
right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you cannot go wrong with it. You just can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
And even if you have a tougher cut of meat or a less tender cut of meat, when you roll it on that Traeger low and slow all day long,
so good. And
it gets
a cast
so
iron,
tender.
Got to put it in a cast iron. We're talking about casserole.
I do like that. That technically makes it a what, chef? That's called a cobbler, then, correct? French.
What?
A Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Well, if it was a Dutch oven, it'd have a lid on it.
Oh, that's true.
So we're just going to stick with this as her casserole and move on.
Okay. Yeah, it's my casserole.
Whoa,
sorry I blew up.
Sorry I blew up, everybody. Casper, what's your casserole?
Well, I do a Reuben tater tot. And I'm from Minnesota, so we call it a hot dish.
Man.
So you got to excuse me.
A hot dish.
Hot,
yep.
dish,
hot dish.
Hot dish.
Hot dish
and casserole is the same
thing.
Love me a hot dish.
So you, however you procure your corned beef, I mean, it could just be as easy as some sliced corned beef for sandwiches, and you chop it up and throw it in, a little bit of sauerkraut, a little bit of Swiss cheese, shredded, throw it in there with some Thousand Island and mix that all together and put it in the bottom of the casserole or hot dish pan and spread it out and then neurotically place the tater tots on top of it, glaze it with some Thousand Island, then some, shred some Swiss on top of it, throw it in the Traeger at 450 or the oven at 450. And if you really want to give that marbled rye taste, grind a little bit of caraway seeds.
Love it.
Yes.
It tastes like a Reuben. I swear to God, it tastes like a Reuben.
I want to know how on earth I am so full and so hungry.
Joel, let's get to your casserole. What's your answer?
I'm going to roll my wild turkey, wild goose, or venison in the crock pot all day long with a basic recipe, water, lemon juice, some provider seasonings, and a cup of oil. Shred the heck out of it. Take the stock out of that. Make a roux and a gravy. Put it back in with your shredded meat. Put that shredded meat on the base. And then I cover it with stuffing croutons. Ooh. And then I cover that with mashed potatoes. And then I sprinkle chives and bacon bits on top and throw it in the oven to get crispy on the top. And I've got a wild turkey casserole, wild goose casserole.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's Thanksgiving.
It is.
In a dish.
That is.
Yeah,
yes. And you know, it
that
is.
Sounds
it's,
amazing.
It's the heat, it's amazing. Like and it. It's the heat of summer right now, but don't be scared of them casseroles. Serve them outside when it gets a little cooler. We love having you along. Again, another Raised in Wisco that went by in the flash of a pan. That's Danielle Fairman. That's Chef Ellie Lawton. Over there is Chris Casper. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. End the tariff war with China, says Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association.
My message to President Trump is rural America is vital to the viability and long-term success of this country. It's not just ag, but it's rural America as a whole.
Police say they're looking into the mental health history of the man they arrested after shots were fired at an ABC TV station in Sacramento, California. Overnight, Russia carrying out another deadly attack across Ukraine with drones and missiles. Flyers have been posted around San Rafael, California, warning of a vicious squirrel. Police say at least five people have been attacked. Vanessa Potter with the nonprofit Wild Care in San Rafael.
Well, if they associate people with food, then they're not afraid of them. They come up, they look for food, they don't get it. There could be frustrations. They can be territorial of their space.
Some people have gone to the ER. This is ABC News. Travel.